Here's Dr. Andrew Knight with Apologetics Now.
Have you ever considered the apologetics of evil? Genesis 2:9, and out of the ground made the Lord God the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The naturalist and the theist agree that evil and suffering pervade the world. The theist believes that the source of evil is from Satan. God made man a moral being, and thus there had to be parameters of obedience and consequence. Genesis 3:4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. The naturalist must place the blame of temptation on Satan. Genesis 3:11b, has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Blame for suffering must be placed on human sinfulness. The theist believes that the man has a free will and is accountable to God. The adherence to ethics gives moral purpose to life. First, we see the naturalist must blame Satan for temptation. Second, the theist must accept blame for sin. Therefore, God is a good and moral God. For books, Bibles, and courses, please visit apologeticsnow.org. Share this link on your social media. Thank you, and we'll see you soon on Apologetics Now.
That was Dr. Andrew Knight with Apologetics Now. Hear today's program again at apologeticsnow.org, paid for by Constitution Baptist Church.